Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Friends from Work, a podcast about all things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, co-hosted by me, Kyle Sconewill, and my friend, Robbie Earle. Robbie, how are you doing today?
I am great, Kyle. I am actually coming to you from London.
Hey-o.
Which is fun. Yeah, yeah. In the UK, if you didn't know.
Oh, that's where that is. Okay, good.
And it's actually a little serendipitous, you know, that I've been trying to kind of globetrot to all the significant places through the MCU. Yes. And this is perfect because our next episode heavily features London. And that episode is going to be covering Thor the Dark World.
Thor the Dark World, Robbie's favorite episode ever. Hey, you really are sticking to the plan of traveling the world based off these locations. I love it.
You know, I'm working really hard. I'm just like terribly in debt at this point, but you know, it's all for a good cause.
So if I'm the brains of this podcast, I guess that makes you the brawn of this podcast, traveling around and, you know,
yeah, there you having go. All the work. Doing the important research.
No doubt. So if you're just joining our podcast, first of all, go back and listen to Monday's interview with Matthew Berry. It was really fun. A great listen. Also, we have a bunch of good rewatch episodes you can catch up on. We have been rewatching through all of the Infinity Saga films, and we just finished with The Avengers last Monday, and next Monday we're starting with Thor the Dark World. So this is a perfect time for you to catch up. So this will just be a really brief Marvelette catching you up on our rankings from phase one.
Yep. We are kind of doing this in two ways. Most significantly, we just want to look at where all of these movies hold up against each other. Like, what are the best movies of phase one? What are the worst? But also, towards the end of the episode, you know, we'll take a look at where these phase one movies stand in the overall ranking of the 23 Marvel movies that have currently been released.
And just to reiterate something, this is not the saga so far. So we are not talking about where the characters are at or where we are at storyline-wise. This is strictly just our rankings.
Yep.
So we have watched seven movies thus far. And the first thing that struck me was four or five of these seven movies are in my bottom six films in the MCU. And I know we've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I still love all these movies. That's what's cool. But I think that just gets me more pumped for phase two, because as much fun as I've had rewatching and talking about it, we're just now getting to the good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm in a similar position.
Okay. So without further ado, here is my current seven movies that we've watched in order one through seven.
All right. Give it to me.
Okay. So for me, coming in at number one is The Avengers. I gave The Avengers a 94%.
Nice.
A very close second place is Iron Man at 93. So those are barely separated. Those are my 1-2. Now here's where phase one gets really interesting for me. There is a massive gap from 93 for Iron Man to my third movie, which is Iron Man 2 at 78.
Wow. Okay.
So for me, there's just a massive, massive gap in phase one between Avengers, Iron Man, and everything else. So Iron Man 2 is 78, then Captain America for me, 75, which you hate.
Oh, gosh.
Then Captain Marvel, which is 73, then Thor 1, 68, and Hulk at seventh place at a 45%.
45%, brutal.
So the brutal. Avengers, Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Captain America, Captain Marvel, Thor, The Incredible Hulk. And just to make this even more confusing, there's 23 MCU films. So those are my seven ranked for phase one. Here's where they currently sit out of the 23.
Okay.
The Avengers, 8th of 23. Iron Man, 9 of 23. Iron Man 2, 17. Captain America, 19 of 23. Captain Marvel, 20. Thor 1, 22, and Hulk 23.
All right.
So that's me. That's my phase one rankings recap. Hit me with yours now.
So in keeping with tradition, I'm looking at this list and I'm realizing I think even since the last time that I've said certain scores, they've changed.
Oh, that's the least shocking thing I've heard today.
But I don't think I've changed really any of the placements. I think I've maybe just tweaked the scores. But anyway, this is the current definitive Robbie Friends from Work MCU ranking from phase one. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. So first, like you, I have the Avengers at 92, closely followed by Iron Man at 91.
Okay, so we're the exact same there.
Now, this is where you're just going to lose your mind, Kyle.
I already know it's Captain America.
Well, it's Captain America, but I brought Captain America up a few points from where it was previously, I believe. And I'm looking at this. I have Captain America ranked at an 89.
Oh, okay. That hurts me so much inside.
And you know what? You know what? I'm just at this point, we've been at this for a bit. I don't have anything to prove. I love this movie. We all know that I love this movie.
I feel like it's gone up a percent every day that we've been off air.
Right. I watch it and it just brings me so much joy in a way that few other movies do. And so I can't in good conscience force it down to slum with some of these other phase one losers.
Hey, easy on my other movies. Just finish your list and then we'll reflect. So keep it going, okay? Hit me.
Okay. Next, I have Captain Marvel at an 81. And then Iron Man 2 at a 72. Number 6 is Thor at a 66. And then number 7 is The Incredible Hulk at a 51.
And then briefly, do you know where they sit currently out of 23 as well?
Yeah. So within the entire MCU, that puts the Avengers and Iron Man back-to-back at 9 and 10 of 23, closely followed by Captain America the First Avenger at number 12 of 23. Little jump down to number 17 for Captain Marvel. And then the last three are the bottom three of the list, with Iron Man 2 at 21, Thor at 22, and The Incredible Hulk at 23.
Okay, so let's just reflect on this for a little bit. I know we have talked about these movies already ad nauseum in all the other episodes, so I'm not going to beat any one particular point to death, but some notes. One, it's interesting to me that I have Avengers and Iron Man actually technically scored higher than you. So although your numbers consistently are higher than mine, right, I still have the highest of high movies above yours. That's just kind of unique.
Right.
I agree a little bit with Captain America. I told you I rewatched it again since our episode with my dad.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
It is better maybe than a 75, but I can't deny what I've said multiple times on this podcast. For some reason, when I watch Iron Man 2 and I turn it off, I feel so much joy. Like, you're talking about Captain America. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I just do.
You just got to embrace it.
Right. So I have it at 78. Iron Man 2 can't go above that for me because it's not a great movie. And there's a lot of movies in that middle range that are significantly better. So I can't move Iron Man 2 up. Therefore, I don't get that same feeling with Captain America like you do. I don't know why I don't. It's a better movie, but I have to have it one notch below for me. I'm sorry.
Right.
So I can't in good conscience move Captain America above a 75.
Hey, you got to vote your conscience.
Do I think it's more important? Do I think it did more work? Do I think it maybe is more foundational? Yes, yes, yes. But I just shut it off and I don't have the same feeling. I'm sorry, so sue me.
I get it. You don't have a heart. Let's move on.
Okay. And then let's see. The only other thing I can't hide, okay, I've tried. Off air, I've tried to hide this forever, is I don't love the Captain Marvel movie. And so I know that's maybe controversial, but I have that down at a 73%, 20 out of 23. That's the only other thing I think that you would roast me on this list for. So those are the two things where I just say, you know what? I am who I am, so sue me.
There you go. But yeah, you know, the more that I reflect on Captain Marvel, and I brought this up some in the Iron Man episode, the more that I do like a lot of what it does, and kind of looking at the movies that I have below it, I think that 17 is about as fair as I can be.
Lastly, I'll say, Robbie and I are both in agreement that we don't think Thor 1 is an excellent movie.
Yeah, you know, looking at this, I think really the most controversial placements are going to be where we have Thor and where we have Captain Marvel. And, you know, I'm interested to see how listeners respond. I want to hear everybody else's thoughts on this. I know Thor is often kind of midway through the list. People think that it was kind of like a pretty high introduction, and then Thor 2 plummets, and then Ragnarok is way better than anything else. But that's just not how I experienced it in this rewatch, and I guess you're on the same page.
Thor 1 has never really done a ton for me. And it did get better on this rewatch from what my original perception of the movie was, but that's just going to have to be where it is at this point.
But you got to give props to Hemsworth for really going for the blonde eyebrows.
He really did bleach those brows. They're super bleached.
All right,
well, super that's bleached. Our rankings for phase one. And I hope you're all rewatching and doing the same thing. And if you are, tell us about it at the FFW podcast.
Yeah, please share your phase one rankings. I would love to see how similar they are. Mostly, I want to see if Kyle and I are more right here. And so you should definitely weigh in.
No doubt. And trust me, there is so much fun stuff coming up in phase two and three. Keep listening. Thank you, as always. This has been Friends from Work.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.